What's good, people? It's your man Animal Brown checking in episode 293 of the On Deck TV podcast. What's happening?
I am Spike Lou.
Man, shout out producer M Extra. What's good?
That's your boy M Extra. What's going on, world?
Man, we got to get straight to it on this one. It's all business. By now, everybody, the whole world knows what happened Sunday afternoon in LA. Nipsey Hussle was gunned down in front of his marathon store. Apparently six shots. Now, there have been developments ever, you know, since this happened. Apparently that they have the person in custody. We gonna get straight to it. What about this? Unfortunately, we've kicked off several shows leading off with someone's a rapper's death, unfortunately. What makes this one so different? Because this one feel different.
I guess because you don't usually associate or think that Nipsey Hussle would be in the middle of anything that would end in him being shot five times or gunshots ringing out and them being aimed at Nipsey Hussle because of the love the people had for him or just because of the way he carried himself when we always seen him. The last thing that you would think that you would see in a headline, at least from my standpoint or viewpoint, was Nipsey Hussle shot five times, pending updates to see if he's okay. And that was the first thing that I got in the group chat. So it felt different because, like, just it was like a blow out of left field. I'm old enough to have a recollection of when Pac was, you know, shot the first time. Well, excuse me, the second time. And that didn't feel like, one, because of my age, two, because it had happened to him before, that it was anything final or definite. And it took like 6 or 7 days before you heard an update. And the world wasn't as small then, meaning you didn't have social media. You didn't have a way to find out. You couldn't keep refreshing every hour to figure out what was going on. And you couldn't go down into the rabbit hole about conspiracy theories. So the way, to me, in my opinion, that it felt different is how it was like a blow out of nowhere, I guess I would say.
Man, I think there's a number of reasons why this felt different. In addition to what you said, it was out of the blue, very random. You don't really hear Nipsey caught up in any type of, you know, any type of things of that nature. He kept pretty clean, so to speak. He moved with a very smart team. He's a very smart individual. So I do understand that point. It was very random. But from my perspective, I think what makes this hurt so bad, and shout out to my guy Heavy O, because I think he said it best. He said it felt like we knew him. I've met Nipsey Hussle one time in passing, very briefly, several years ago. I don't know Nipsey Hussle, but this felt like you knew him, and I think it was because of his presence outside of the booth.
Exactly.
We all know his music. His music is fresher in our head because he just dropped a project early last year that rang out all 2018, Grammy nominated, you know, the whole nine, classic. We both, for the first time in our show's history, we both had his project number one on our top tens at the end of the year.
Yeah.
We know the music is there, but that was more of a conduit to what he had going on outside of the booth. And I think that's another reason why it hurt so bad. His potential outside of the booth was endless. He had so much going on. He was early on the crypto. He built the STEM facility, the shared space facility in the hood. We know what that do. We know what tech jobs do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like the shirt I got on, he made the marathon store destination spot when you were going to California. Well, not to California, I won't say, but to his hood in particular. And I heard one guy being interviewed on the news. He said he made our neighborhood be known for more than violence. Like, people would come. I went last year around this time. I went just to go to the store.
Right.
I went and got me a couple of T-shirts. I told the story on here about
that was the first thing I asked.
What was the store talking about? I told the story about how their business model was set up with no prices. Like, I admired all of those things, and I think because we looked at Nipsey with so much admiration. And another thing that's different, I say we were around when Pac passed. This guy's closer to our age, so it's closer to a point as you see, like, damn, I do feel like I know him. He has some of the same thought process that I see in myself at this age.
Right.
Pac was 25, 26 years old, and when he passed, 12, 13, so you kind of see it, and it's more like, it's this mystical figure.
Right.
You said, you pass by Nipsey Hussle, you can feel his presence when you go to the store, when you're on that corner, so it does feel like you know who he is.
Exactly.
Bro, it's like, as an adult, it's different when it hits as an adult because you know what's at stake.
Yeah.
You know how important his voice was. Again, you got to think about it. He dropped Crenshaw, which was a classic tape. Mm-hmm. He dropped Mailbox Money. That was 2014. Mm-hmm. From 2014 to 2018, he hadn't put no real music out in terms of on a grand scale. I think he may have done a collab project or two.
Yeah.
But on a grand scale, he hadn't put out no music.
It was all about Victory Love.
Yeah, and he was pumping at the whole, but it was also all about like
everything else
in between. It. Because like even when he passed, like you know what you do when something like this happens, you go to the music, you go to your go to songs, your go to project. Now I went to his interviews. Mm-hmm. We've said on this show 1,000 times, and I know people were probably sick of it at one point. He was our favorite rapper outside of the booth.
We definitely said that.
We done said that a million times. Mm-hmm. So like. When I went to L.A. in November, shout out to my guy Dirt, we went to L.A. There was no way in hell we wasn't leaving without going to that damn store.
No, like I said,
it was a landmark.
I went to last year around this time, and when I went with my girl, I went with my homeboy. We're like, okay, what are we finna do? The first thing that I say, the first thing out of my mouth, we gotta go to Nipsey.
No, that's a fact.
Like, that's where we're going first, and then we can go eat dinner, whatever else y'all want to do.
Disney World, whatever the fuck.
That's what I came out. Yeah, I came out here to see that.
Right.
And that speaks to, like, what you said, going to look at his interviews. I wasn't on the Mailbox, the Bullets Ain't Got No Name series per se.
I heard of
Nipsey Hussle. I knew about him. I listened to him. I'm like, okay, I don't see the spectacularness in his music. It ain't nothing that I gotta go check for. Until I heard an interview.
Gotcha.
Until I hear him talking about what he wanted to do on that corner where he was killed. Until I heard him talk about the cryptocurrency. Until I heard how he approaches different things in life. And then I'm like, okay, well, let me double back on
right,
the music.
Right.
Because I want to like this dude. And that's very rare that you go to an interview, like you said, and you want to like somebody. I became a fan of the person of who he was way before I was a fan in the music. I think that him, his personality, who he presented himself as, the music didn't really, in my opinion, catch up to that until you got to Marathon, until you got to Victory Lap. That's when he finally got to the quality of the music was where the quality of the person was,
exactly.
And the person that you seen outside of the booth, and right. Everything started to line up. So he had been rapping for 19 years. This being a Grammy-nominated album, you would think, okay, he had been in the game a long time. He's a veteran, but it still feels like he was brand new.
Yeah.
It feels like his run, if you're talking about a chart, if you're talking about peaking, it was like at the very beginning. Like
right.
He had a long way to go, people think. Even it being 33, it was a long time that we were going to be hearing from Nipsey Hussle.
No, he was setting himself up for the long haul, for the marathon. And that's another thing. He preached that. If you can go back and YouTube some of his old clips with the curl under the hat, under the Seattle hat,
mm-hmm.
He was on the same thing, bro. Like, he wasn't Nipsey Hussle, you know, as we know him now, back then. And he was preaching about investing. He was like, look, the jewels is cool, but I'm trying to get property. He had a plan from day one,
right.
And you rarely see that with artists in the game, especially that come from the background in which he come from. So to see that cut short, in addition to, obviously, he's a family man. He's got kids. He's had a lady. Like, all of that is obviously tragic on a surface level. And that's tragic even if you don't follow him like that. But to follow him and know that this was his debut album. That last project, when you say you discovered him during the interviews, that's when he was kind of taking a break.
Yep.
And then but not really, because he was always present. Like, he was one of those rappers that you may not even necessarily name a song on the radio, but you knew exactly
who he was, what he had
going on. You
know
what he had going on. You know what he was about. And it's rough. I got put onto him late in the Bullets Ain't Got No Name series, which is actually an eerie-ass title now, knowing what we know. But Bullets Ain't Got No Names 3.5 was the first time I had heard him. I remember where I was at in everything when I listened to that for the first time. And I was like, oh, shit. It hit me about halfway through the tape. I was like, damn, like, dude, nice with it. Like, so I had been kind of following him from there. Sunday night, dude, like, that was some of the worst sleep I done got in a long time, bro, because all I could sit there, I'm sitting there looking and I'm Googling and I don't know what made me just keep Googling his name as if something new was going to come up, some new development. I don't know why, but all I could think about was in the next week or so, and maybe 2 or 3 days, they were going to have some video footage. In 4 or 5 days, there's going to be a memorial. In 6 or 7 days, they're going to be laying Nipsey Hussle to rest. Like, none of that shit made sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just didn't make sense. And then, bro, like Sunday was rough. Monday was rough. It's still rough. And it's crazy, man. It makes sure what you go.
Yeah, man. I remember we were just sitting down having drinks with friends, and I got the news, and I just couldn't believe it. You know, I was like, what? Like, I just could not believe it. And to piggyback everything off you guys were saying, just listening from early on, you can just tell he was a different individual.
Yep.
And it's bigger than the music. And I was telling my homegirl the other day, he was definitely a beacon of hope for that community. And so that whenever you have a person like that, it's much bigger than the music. And he touched everybody in that community. And just to have him erased from us like that this soon in his career is a tragedy.
I agree.
And we talked about this, I say maybe 6 or 7 months ago on the show, about October when there was a shooting at the store parking lot. I believe 2 people had got into an altercation around October. And we talked about it on this show. Is it worth having your store in the hood? You know, again, we were specific to say this wasn't a war zone, so to speak. It was just the neighborhood. Was it worth having your storefront in the neighborhood? And we both said on the show that the visualization of it, the image of Nipsey Hussle possibly even being there when you go shop for a T-shirt or anything, is worth. It's priceless to people who live in the area because they want to be what they see. And if they see a businessman owning the block, if they see a businessman owning a fat burger across the street, if they see a businessman giving out gifts and having giveaways and things of that nature in the community, then that gives them hope where otherwise there would just be a liquor store sitting right there or a damn chicken wing spot sitting right there. And we talked about that. And now I'm not going to lie, I'm second guessing if that is the move, bro. Like, I don't know if that's the move anymore.
And you wouldn't be wrong to second guess it because – originally, I mean, you had to get to that point because I can go back even further than October on this show when originally the question was there was a concern about endorsements with Nipsey Hussle. There was a concern about him being signed due to gang affiliations, and we literally laughed it off.
Nope.
We literally was like, that's the stupidest shit I've ever heard. This ain't little whatever. This ain't whoever you think it is. It's like Nipsey Hussle. I've never seen him carry himself in a way that would make you think that. I don't get where you get that from.
Right, right, right.
So now we kind of have an egg on our face to be like, a corporate American would be like, y'all said he was good.
Right, y'all
literally told me that this is probably the last thing that would happen to someone like Nipsey Hussle, and it happened where he invested and put stake in.
Yeah.
So you saying that I don't know if that's the best move, that's fair. But what I don't think is fair is getting to the point where Nipsey Hussle had to put himself in that situation where this was the end result.
Elaborate, what do you mean?
And what I say is this, like, according to the story, he told the guy, hey, you got to remove yourself from here because of whatever you got going on.
Earlier in the day.
You being a snitch, whatever it may be. You have to leave, right?
Yeah.
Nipsey Hussle ain't a frequent, like you say, we go there in hopes and in mentions trying to see him.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
He don't frequent that block. People there, and I said it in October when we talked about it, you letting him down if you let somebody like that guy that's up there when he up there that day that want to approach Nipsey Hussle and Nipsey got to tell him to leave. He should have been told to leave a week before, a day before.
Every time
he come up here, like, you don't belong up here, bro, because everything that Nipsey stand for, you ain't about that. Right. So Nipsey ain't got to be the one to tell you, hey, don't come up here and put himself in that situation where now this nigga come back up here with a gun. Like, I'm doing, and I'm speaking from Nipsey's perspective, he's doing the work every day. I'm the reason the building right here. The least y'all could do, the least the people that work with me could do is be the ones to handle this. He shouldn't even feel comfortable approaching me. Well, I got to tell him to go somewhere.
Right.
It don't work that way. Like, if I'm the one that's doing the work, if I'm the one that's putting it on the line every day, the least I should have to worry about is an altercation with some bum, some dusty-ass nigga, some nobody, and that he coming back with an agenda towards me. So I feel like some people around there kind of let him down because, like, dude should never feel comfortable coming there.
Right, right.
I should never feel like I can catch Nipsey up here and he could be on IG and maybe I can get a pass from some of the bullshit that I did in the hood when I snitched on a nigga. Oh, you see me on IG with Nipsey, right?
Right.
Nah, you know he don't stand for that. But you still trying to approach this guy. You feel comfortable enough to do that. You shouldn't even be up here.
I mean, you got to look at it. And I talked to a handful of people about this over in the last 2 or 3 days, man. And I was talking to my nigga Bird, and he put it best. He said, man, there's people out here that get more enjoyment out of seeing you lose than them win. And it's that simple. And that is where it lies the issue in putting your place of establishment in that type of neighborhood. Because that, it's a monument to us because we don't live there. To somebody that's not a fan of that shit, you might as well be rolling on 30s every day past the front of them while they walk into the bus stop. You might as well. And it's not his fault. Yeah. That niggas think like that. Like, it's not. You can't put that on a nigga that's trying to do good. But the fact of the matter is that's what happens. Boosie said it best, dude. The people that kill you, that you don't go to. I don't go to New York and get pressed like that. People that want to hurt me are where I'm from because they know me.
That's a fact.
That's why they want to hurt me.
And they feel like a lot of the times that you got lucky.
Of course.
That could have been me.
It should have been
me. We went to the same school. We from the same hood. Yeah. We from the same thing. That could have been me. Why am I not right here? How this nigga got the nuts to tell me to leave from right here? Right.
Exactly. And I've been here for 30 years.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Yeah, if I was in his position, I would have spoke with him. I would have talked to him. That's what niggas lie and tell themselves to make themselves feel mad about what they did. And I feel like that we do a bad job as far as humanizing people like Nipsey Hussle, humanizing people that are in those positions. And what I mean by that is people like him approach Nipsey Hussle and think that a picture with him, an IG photo op, the reason you're approaching him and even him telling you getting away, you think that that's going to make everything that you did good. You think people going to see you on IG. You think that people are going to be like, oh, now you got a picture with Nipsey,
that
good.
Cosign.
That's not true. Like, what people have to understand about people like Nipsey or people like Beyonce, LeBron, Flack, people like Kanye West, like, I give them a hard time on here all the time, like, those people are not superheroes. They put in work to get to that position.
Yep.
It took a fucking lot to get to where they are. And for for you to think that I can just get in a picture with Beyonce and be famous, or I can just get this picture with Nipsey and it can erase all the bullshit that I've done in the streets because he put in the work.
Yep.
It don't work that way. You have to do the work too.
Yep.
Like, you got to go out there and do everything that you see them people do, and you have to be the one that, like, holds yourself up. It ain't gonna be a picture with Nipsey, a retweet from LeBron. It ain't gonna do that. Like, you have to do the work. And I think we do a bad job at looking at these people not as superheroes, but as people have put the work in.
Yep.
Like Kanye said, dude, I spent 5 summers doing beats every day for 3 days. Like Beyonce said, I broke my motherfucking back to be the best performer. Like Jay said, like, I was remembering rhymes when I was 9 years old. Like, these people don't wake up in these positions.
Right. So. I agree. No, I agree 100%. And I don't know how much music is left. Music was almost an afterthought. I'm going to be honest. Like, I haven't even thought about what he may have in the stash or what he may have had coming on deck. But I haven't even thought about that.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, that's part of the conversation for real.
What new music he got released? What was he working on? Like, that's not the point with a situation with someone like him. And that's why I think it rings so much larger is because – you know that we're robbed of something more than music.
Yeah.
I don't care really what you had in the vault just because of what you were talking about. Like, he was talking about starting the town with just running off cryptocurrency.
Yep.
Like, he was talking about doing that in like 20 to 30 years.
That's Elon Musk shit, dog.
Yeah, like 20 to 30 years on down the road, working with people overseas, having offshore stuff, working like that. And you know that you're robbed of that now regardless. Like, I really hope that the marathon don't stop and nothing goes in vain, but you know you needed that star power, that brain trust at the front of it, and we were robbed as a generation of it.
For nothing.
Yeah.
For nothing.
It reminds me so much of Pac. It reminds me so much of Pac because, again, we were robbed of what he had planned for the culture, for the community. Like, that's what we were robbed of. Like, the music is an afterthought, man, if you want to be 100. Like,
and
bro, that shit, we were cheated, bro.
But, like, even with Pac, though, you have the whole situation where they stomping a man out in the Vegas casino.
Now,
and
his people let him down, too, though.
People let him down.
Let him
like,
down.
He shouldn't even been around.
Man,
and I agree.
No.
But you talking about Nipsey, it's even worse with him because I'm sitting here on something I built, something I'm trying to make better. And this fucking tethered to quote the Us movie,
right.
Person coming approaching me like I'm gonna be cool with that when you know what I stand for. So now I'm in the position where I gotta run you off. Now we gotta have this little scuffle or whatever it may be because I can't just be like, it's cool. I guess it's cool. Everybody else let him go up here because I don't stand for that. Then I'd be like everybody else that wouldn't make me Nipsey Hussle. I have to be the one to tell you to leave.
That The video is crazy. It's crazy, dog.
Yeah, you got sick people in this world, man.
I saw that online. You're referring to people that were recording, like Nipsey there, like laying down, and things of that nature. Here's my thing with that. And you saw what happened with the theories that were going on. I woke up. No, I can't make this up. 7 a.m. on YouTube. A nigga had the Illuminati kill Nipsey Hussle video on YouTube. 7 a.m. the next morning, bro. Can you imagine what that would look like if there was no video of a nigga? The niggas would say, where's the body? Where's the... Like, it would be endless. So, as I know, we're of a different generation. We're not thinking, let me pull my phone out and record. That's not how we think. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're of a different... We're not walking through the mall. If I want to call you and I'm in the mall, nigga, I'm calling you on the fucking audio. Like, I'm not finna FaceTime Lou while I'm walking through the fucking mall. Like, I'm too old for that. So, like, we don't think.
I don't know why people do that.
Yeah, that's not. I think that's a little bit of a generational gap, just a little bit. We're not of the elk of, damn, Nipsey just got shot. Let me pull my iPhone out. Like, that's not where we're from. But.
It's their first instinct.
It's a lot of people's first instinct because that's the generation that they grew up in, and I have to keep it 1,000. Again, I wouldn't do that, but I can only imagine what the internet would be saying if there was no video footage showing him there. You saw what happened when there was footage. I seen every military breakdown of shit on Twitter I have ever heard in my life. Niggas breaking down forensics. Disgusting. Niggas talking about military hits. Disgusting. And what the style they used in the Navy SEAL.
Disgusting.
I'm talking, it hasn't even been 24 hours yet, dude. And I get it. Like, the game that's been ran on us is working to the max because we're turning on each other. We're calling each other stupid. If you don't believe it's Dr. Sebi, then we're calling the people stupid. If you do believe, like, it's ran, we're pointing the finger at each other, and this guy is looking crazy.
Yeah,
but, man, we like to jump it to conclude. We just got to, like, this is the first time it's happened in the social media era. Mm-hmm. Because normally conspiracy theories take time to unfold when facts don't add up. And you know what I'm saying? And over time, people look at it like, wait a minute, I don't know about that. That's when you start to build conspiracy theories. Bro, it hadn't been 6 hours yet, bro, before niggas had it all sold up. And I just want us to do better. Yeah, as a community. Yeah,
people have this thirst to say, to have this platform, and then you're not saying anything.
Right.
Like, they have this thirst to be the first one to say nothing.
You have to.
And I think that has a lot to do with it. Like, a lot of people invest in being first and leading the charge to a place where they think people want to go, where they think people want to hear, they think people want to say.
That shit, that hurts more than it, because we can't fall for it, bro. Like, people need to take a breather and, like, use their common sense.
Common fucking sense.
And just step back. Like, I get it, bro. Because, listen, they have made it to where things need to be questioned. I understand completely.
Right.
Trust me. It's not our fault that we have to question shit. Mm-hmm. It's been done to us. But, man, like, no. Just we have to take a learning lesson from this and pump the brakes. Just a little bit, dog. Out of respect. Did y'all see the video with Lauren London in the hospital?
Mm-mm. I didn't want to see it.
I couldn't even watch it.
Oh.
When she was crying and talking about that's her husband.
Who filmed that?
I seen the tagline of that.
Man, somebody working. Like, that's Lauren London, y'all. That's Lauren London. Man,
no
like,
respect.
That
no
was
respect.
Like a fucking movie, dog. Like, man, that shit was rough.
That's no respect. That's what I'm saying.
That's
ridiculous.
That's an invasion of privacy, especially if you fucking work there. Yeah. What are you doing?
People don't have no regard. I think that's one of the things that social media, videos, and whipping them phones out has done is kind of killed the regard that you have for other people. Like, that's Lauren London, y'all. Like, that's nasty.
Yeah, that's what, like,
that's
you're
a
not,
nasty
you're
thing
not
to
fucking
say
red
at
carpet?
Work. It was at one point in time that you would have a different etiquette at work.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you pulling this out for your followers at work? Like, that's a nasty situation that people put themselves in just to, like, get a couple followers. Like, it was somebody that claimed they did it.
I saw
the dude claimed he did it, was on the interstate, like,
I'm doing a race and all this shit.
Some young imbecile, man.
Bruh, like, stop. People stop retweeting that shit. Yeah. They giving these niggas the clout that they looking for.
Yeah.
Like, stop. Why would you retweet that, bro?
You just said it. We live in this generation, man. Sensation, sensationalize everything.
And I hate that even has to be part of the conversation when the energy should be focused on know what I'm saying, the victims and what they had going on.
Let me ask y'all this. Do y'all want to hear from the guy? Do y'all want to hear from him? Y'all want to hear an interview, the ABC exclusive?
No.
Y'all want to hear from him?
And it won't happen, no.
Is the IG page that they've been saying is him? Is that actually him?
Well, there's two of them that I saw.
So
you don't know?
I don't know.
Yeah, so who knows?
I mean, the pictures were him.
Was the Meek Mill thing real that he was DMing him?
I have no idea.
You don't know?
Yeah, I have no idea.
And he was saying that I was innocent or whatever. And again, we don't know if that was a legitimate account.
For the people that don't know what we're talking about, the alleged killer was on, they had a screenshot of him allegedly DMing Meek Mill, saying that he didn't do it, and Meek saying, you need to turn yourself in. Again, we don't know if that was real.
Right.
Also, it was he was saying that he was being set up at one point in time. We don't know if that was real.
Right.
That's why I say, do you guys want to hear from him? Do y'all care what he has to say at all?
I just want facts. And I feel like speaking to him, you're going to get a lot. Nigga, Orlando Anderson was on fucking 2020 and lied straight to the camera.
That's a fact.
So, like, I don't expect this nigga to come out and say what really happened. I need facts from people who are close enough to know. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that watching that video clip, bro, like, that's hate, dog.
Yeah, a couple stories. One of the stories is that Nipsey told him to leave. That led to an altercation where they got into a physical fight.
Right.
They got into a physical fight. He left, went and got a gun. His girlfriend brought him back up there. She parked around the corner.
Yep.
He walked up, shot him took five shots.
No.
He shot him six times?
Yeah.
And shot him six times and then ran out back to the car with his girlfriend.
No, and it's not even that deep.
Yeah.
It's deeper than that, though.
Yeah, because he shot him once.
Yep.
Shot him again. Looked like he was leaving, came back, shot him in the head,
yep.
Kicked him.
Yep.
And then
ran out. He went back twice to him. So but it's unfortunate that we even got to go into details and why that even matters. But that's what you get from the footage and knowing that it wasn't a professional trained hit. Nobody sniped from because that was feeding some of the conspiracy. Like how could somebody be that accurate? How could somebody? And that's coming from people who obviously have never been outside in situations like this.
And to be
clear.
Yeah, to be clear, explain the corner to him because you've been there, I've been there. Like that corner is like if. To our Nashville listeners, if you've been on 28th and Clifton, like right there, because you know that too. You know what TSU, that little Tiger Market at right there at the end of the
It's a strip mall in the corner.
It's a strip mall in the corner.
It's a live little corner. Somebody could walk up without anything you knowing or it being suspicious that being said. Yeah, it ain't going to be that deep. If a nigga like walking up, you ain't going to be like, what bro?
Yeah, no, it's a corner where people are walking.
It's a live action corner. Like stuff is going on. So with that being said, it still don't make it an excusable thing for people.
And as I already knew everything everyone was talking about, it had to be somebody that he knew for them to even get that close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was my whole thing.
Yep.
Like, and it's sad. I mean, like Nas said on that Scarface song, it's not your enemy who gets you, it's always your own people.
Yep.
And it's sad that we live, and Nipsey referenced this in earlier interviews throughout his career, it's the crab in a barrel mentality. And this was a crime filled off hate for another individual. You know how much hate you have to have in your heart to shoot somebody and come back twice, shoot them again, and kick them? You a fucked up individual, and whatever he got come to me, he deserved that shit.
And I don't know what's going to happen to the person that was driving. They might not even know that that's what they was going to be on. He might have just been like, man, let me go holler at this nigga right quick. I mean, I don't know. You never know.
See, nah, I ain't going. I ain't riding.
I don't know.
That's what I was saying about the people that let him come up there consistently. You know he just got into an altercation. And I ain't saying they could stop it. Right. I ain't saying there's nothing the person that could brought him up there doing. I ain't saying that the people up there telling him to leave would do anything either other than them getting shot. But what saying is that it's like you could have knew. And you could have been like,
it's Sunday. Sunday.
Ain't nothing you
can do. In front of your own.
That store was open 7 days a week.
You're not thinking about that, man.
Nobody. Right.
I can't even criticize them at this point.
I can't criticize the driver or nobody up there.
How many times you think niggas done said, nigga, I'll be back and never
come
back? How many times niggas done said that, bro?
He probably didn't even say, I'll be back.
What about the tweet, Nipsey's last tweet, which is fucking ridiculous at this point? Having strong enemies is a blessing. Like, I'm not even necessarily 100% sure how to interpret that to begin with.
It's an eerie tweet.
I think it's one of those strange coincidences.
Very eerie.
I think it's one
of
those.
You think it didn't have nothing to do with the cat, though?
Nah. And the reason that I say that is this. Nipsey Hussle wasn't, like, this dude right here, I feel like this is a dusty. This ain't no, like, he ain't nobody of Nipsey's ilk.
Right. He wouldn't be a bigger enemy.
It's like the same dude. This ain't a, you know what I'm saying? So he ain't even giving him the consideration of going to Twitter and being like, it's good to have a strong enemy. Because I don't look at you as a strong enemy. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about with Nipsey and
yeah,
dude. I'm not looking at you as that.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you as some peon who shouldn't even be up here in the first place.
And that's
the reason I told you to get lost. So I don't really think. I think it's one of those strange coincidences that usually happen when people start to look back over things when people right before they die. I think that's what you attribute that to.
It, man, it's a very tragic situation though. That's like
strange.
That shit, it didn't even feel real, bro.
I still can't believe we're having this conversation. That's what's so crazy about it.
Like. We could have sit here and talked like on a prediction show, and you never want to say like anyone's gonna pass. But the last thing we would have came to is a tragedy like involving Nipsey Hussle.
Exactly.
Like that's the last thing you would have came to.
100%. This is probably the first show I did not look forward to doing. I had a couple people hit me up.
I
know what to say either.
Like to someone of that magnitude, and we appreciate the people that listen to us, and
for sure
and we rock out with y'all. But like. Ain't a lot that we can add to a conversation saying we don't want to speculate and be up here on no
chatty patty
conspiracy type thing because you want to show someone like Nipsey Hussle the respect that he reserves and the situation that it expects. So.
But I understand though because commentary, there needs to be a conversation around it.
It does.
It's needed, which is why, again, I wasn't looking forward to this though. Like, man, this is the last thing I want to talk about. You know what I'm saying? But it has to be done because I know if I was in the position of somebody listening, I would want somebody to talk about it.
And I
need to hear it as well. You know what I'm saying?
Since we did that, I probably go all the way back to that Trayvon Martin episode.
True.
Like when we did that one, like I go all the way back to
or
that
the Jordan
one.
Davis.
Or that one. Those two stick out kind of as ones that we did when we took a couple minutes off to talk about what we had to, but it's a rough episode to do,
right.
Man. Like,
and the culture took a huge L.
To be honest, like that was on my bucket list. Like, I looked forward to being in a position to kick it with Nipsey and to have a conversation with him about the culture, like as we do, like just having him on our platform. Like, that was something that I was looking forward to doing.
Yeah,
that was one of the bigger, like a big letdown for me. Like, outside of all the biggest obvious reasons, one of the big letdowns was not having the opportunity to have a conversation with him.
Yep.
Just like
that,
a
convo.
And like
you were saying, brother, this was a huge L for the culture. Like I'm talking about this. I haven't seen shockwaves move through the culture like this before. You know what I'm saying? Like this was Dave East was in New York with a candlelight vigil that was slammed. Streets was packed in New York.
Yep.
3,000 damn miles away,
right.
Dude. Like that, and I thought Dave East's words was real. I respected what he did. I saw that my son was out there as well. I thought T.I. said some potent things on social media also.
Yeah.
Kendrick did a moment of silence. He was overseas, I believe in Switzerland or somewhere. Drake also did a tribute that he's overseas as well. Like, people were hit hard, and people were giving some very genuine, and the same story is the same. He was a solid dude. That was the thread throughout everybody's convo and tone. Dude was 100. He was a solid dude. Like, no rah-rah shit, no bully shit. Even I watched the interview on Big Boy, the last ones he did, and they asked him about the BET thing, the slap, the victory slap and all that, and they were laughing, and he was like, nah, really, I understand why y'all laughing. It turned out it's funny, it's on video, but, like, really, if I could go back, I wouldn't do that. I would have handled that a whole nother way because that shit not cool. Like, we not starting nothing like that. Like, that's not how you handle shit. He downplayed the fuck out of that despite a room full of people laughing and gassing it
up.
Big
up on him for that. Big up on him for that.
They were gassing it, and I'm not knocking them because it was funny. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was a funny incident, so I'm not knocking them. I understand why they found comedy in it.
That's what they do.
Yeah, that's not what they do.
Yeah.
But he downplayed. He was like, nah. Like, we chilling on that. Like, that's not the move. That's not cool. That's not how you move about. Like he's always on that. Whereas in the flip side, we always talk about people that stay in character and it comes off as phony. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never got that from dude.
But
that was a huge loss.
Yeah, that's
man.
Just a testament to the type of individual he was. Yep. From all the love he's getting from his peers to what he just did in that interview as you referenced, that's a testament to who he was, man. And like I said, this is just a shame. Nipsey and I share the same birthday.
Mm.
I didn't know that until the other day. So it's just tragic, man. He's a Leo, so he's a leader naturally, yeah. And he led through his actions.
Man,
where
listen.
Where everybody else do a lot of talking, he didn't do it.
He walked the walk.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? He didn't just talk it, he walked it, man. So, yeah.
You could tell with that, like, even with the last album, he walked the walk with that. Like, he talked about Victory Lap for 2 years.
Yep, plus.
And we were like, man, this mother better be good.
It better be hidden.
It better be good. And this nigga come out with the best album of the year, minus a blip of Cardi B and, you know, a once-in-a-lifetime phenomenon like that. But
that and that album hits so different now, though.
Yeah, man.
Just listen to it from the start. Like, listening to that double up verse. Or just, like, Blue Laces, Blue Laces too.
All that shit. Bruh, like, it hits so different now, bruh. Like, man.
R.I.P. Neighborhood Nip, man. We're going to miss you, man.
Absolutely, man. Let's get to a music break. We got Blue Laces on deck, too, right?
That's for sure.
Man, let's get to that Blue Laces too, man. Nipsey Hussle.
They killed Dr. Sebi, he was teaching health. I fuck with Rick Ross cause he teaching wealth. Dropped out of school, I'ma teach myself. Made my first meal on my own, I don't need your help. All black, Tom Ford, it's a special wave. City council meeting, they got hustle speaking. $1 billion project about to crack the cement. So one of our investments has become strategic. Summer 18, man, such a season. About to make my partners look like fucking geniuses. We was in the Regal, it was me and Steven. We done took a dream and turned it to a zenith. Anything I wanted, everything I needed. Gotta pace yourself, it's all about your baby. You can have it all, it's all about your race. I done took my name and carved it in the cement.
All right, man, that was Nipsey Hussle, Blue Laces 2.
My favorite Nipsey song, man. I rolled up to the gas station yesterday, man. It was a nigga banging there.
As he should.
Zoned out. Like, he had been there for like 10 minutes.
He probably had it on repeat that whole time.
Had to.
Yeah, man.
That shit, that song right there is
that's vivid. Real, and it's very, vivid very, in very, imagery very, on that song.
Very good. That second verse is my favorite verse of last year. That was my man, top verse of last year, that second verse.
Man, we were talking during the break. You made a very good point about.
Yeah, I'm ready to. I could go for that Nipsey Hussle movie immediately. Mm. Like, I don't need him to wait 10 years. I don't need to let it die down. I'd say we give Ryan Coogler a call. What's how you say his name?
Coogler.
Ryan Coogler a call. Let him do something like Fruitvale Station with that sudden ending, how surprised we were and how it came up. Like, even though we knew it was going to happen.
Sure.
That whole undertone. Make it still motivational and inspirational because Nipsey was dead, but I think it needs to be put on a bigger platform and let people understand the effect of why it was such a big deal to the hip-hop community with Nipsey Hussle. Like, I'm ready for that movie, like, ASAP.
I agree 1,000% because the general public,
they need to know.
Nipsey wasn't huge on the radio like that. So they need to know what dude had going on. They need to know the WeWork style space that he had opened up in the neighborhood. They need to know
the
that he was
sell stuff. They need to know the about STEM. The crypto. They need to know about, like, how, from the Crip stuff to the Rolling 60s
all
to
of
where,
that.
Where he made it to.
Yep.
Like, I want to see all of that on the big screen. I think Nipsey deserves that. I think we can go on to petition.org or whatever it may be and go on and get that movie cracking. But I do think that he deserves that. I think that needs to be seen, and I think that we would support that threefold. Like, I'll buy 5 tickets if I need to, but I definitely want to see that on the big screen.
I agree. And it, again, we also need to mention that he had a planned meeting with a couple of officials from the LAPD that Monday morning about how to kind of curb gang violence and LAPD relations with the neighborhood. He had it that Monday. Like, that, bro, that's eerie as fuck, dog. And I even got to give props to the LAPD dude when he was speaking about it, like, because they had their press conference. Bro, I don't know if he was flogging or what.
Police chief, when he was like, I had to look again another time to be like, the dude Nipsey Hussle?
Was it the dude with the tie?
Uh-huh.
Man, hey, he kept it a buck. Like, I'm going to keep it all the way 1,000. He was like, man, I was looking forward to it. I had my clothes picked out and everything. And niggas, I had my clothes picked out and everything for the goddamn meeting. I was looking forward to this. We finally had somebody who was of the community, of the culture, who was reaching out like, hey,
wanted to do this.
He was like, nigga, yes. What the fuck? Let's do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't like picking bodies up out the street.
Is this?
And I'm like, nobody like that shit.
Nipsey was just one of a kind, man. This is another example, man.
He got too many stories.
One of a kind.
Remember the video of him taking the cat that sweeped up outside and getting cleaned up? Mm-hmm.
Took him to the barbershop. That was the best day of that man's life, 13
years, he said he'd been working. They said, Hollywood Nip gave me the job.
Neighbor. Neighbor.
Man, that shit. Damn. Fuck, man. Boy, we lost a real one.
Our condolences, really, man, out to Lauren Love and his Lennon, wife. Yeah. They were married in a private ceremony last year. A lot of people didn't know. They had a daughter, right?
Yep.
He had two kids.
He had another daughter.
I think they had a son.
He had a daughter already. Okay, yeah, gotcha. From a previous relationship.
Our condolences to his kids, to his brother Black Sam, his mother, like all of those people that really are affected by this.
What's the call to action moving forward? I like what I saw from Ebro. He said, "Listen, Nipsey had his business affairs in order. Here go the link for the website. Let's sell out everything on this goddamn website." And listen, I saw nothing but receipts on that nigga timeline. I couldn't do nothing but respect that.
Yeah, that's
big respect. And again, that's on a whole nother side of the country. Like, niggas ain't talking about sides and all that. Like, no, like, that's one of ours. Buying Black is huge.
Keep the marathon going.
Yep.
Like, I got the shirt on now. I'm going to get more shirts and more whatever it may be to do with it. But like you said, and what Ebro was saying, support what he has going on. And the people that were around him, and the benefit of having a strong voice and having a strong team as well. If some unfortunately were to happen to you, people know what you want to happen. They know where to attribute what funds and what to do with what to keep what you got going on going, and for you not to go in vain. So I think that he had that set up, and I think that it is very fortunate to do so, and I think we should support it.
Will this deter people from going back to the hood and doing things? Will this go away with the news cycle like everything else? Like, let's be honest. Like if you're an artist, are you thinking twice about going back home to do certain shit? Like, if you have plans for fucking Publix or whatever in your neighborhood, you have to think twice, right?
I mean, some artists have. I mean, Nori and T.I., I mean, they said they second guess things now because of this. So it's definitely going to be in the back of people's minds. But I hope this does not deter people from still stepping up and in their community if they're able to. But no one's obligated.
It may. I don't think that that's the right approach. I do think that, like, we still have the obligation, regardless of how dangerous it is. Someone has to do it, and it's going to have to be done. And it's unfortunately, events like what happened to Nipsey are going to happen. But I do think there's an onus on us as the culture as a whole to make the community, well, make neighborhoods more communities. Yeah. So there should be a place, and like I said this prior when we were talking, what he stood for and what he stands for should thrive and exude throughout their community, even when he's not there.
Right.
So I don't have to take on the bullshit that comes on when I'm able to come back and I'm able to show love.
Right.
And I ain't just got to come back for turkey drives with security. Like, the very least that you can do in the plan of action is, like, act out what I'm trying to do.
Right, do
the work yourself. Like go do the very least that you could do, like, as far as what Nipsey had going on with owning your own stuff or buying with the hood or buying with Marathon. But just do stuff that would continue to echo his word. And if you continue to echo word and act as if you would think he would act, I think that would exude out and we can continue to build in the community. Yeah, but I don't think we're able to avoid it.
I mean, it's got, like you said, Nori and, like, bro, it's got to be in the head, though.
We just
got to
make it a better place. Like, it
but you're fighting powers. Here's the problem. Right. You're fighting powers that we can't see.
Right, and that's why I don't feel like you are obligated. And that's why I think.
No, I don't think you are. That's why I think Nipsey.
I don't think it's an obligation. But I misspoke if that's what I said. I won't call it an obligation, but I do think you're going to continuously have people like Nipsey Hussle that are going to do this.
And that's what makes them special. It's not an obligation.
That's why he's different.
I know T.I., somebody like T.I. felt this because T.I. is not, like, regardless of how much you see him on TV, in Atlanta, T.I. not a superstar. Like, T.I. pull up on you, dude.
Right,
like,
T.I.
come to the club, like, it ain't number 50 people in here. What the hell is T.I. doing in here? Like, you'll see T.I. down here.
And that's what he said. He said this could be me.
I know he felt that because he would be somebody standing out somewhere chilling.
Gas station.
Yeah, like what this nigga doing? Like, we know he ain't supposed to be over here. Why y'all ain't told this nigga to leave? Now I got to tell him to leave and something like that happened.
Who was that? Wasn't that him when he was at the gas station and somebody, he got into it at the gas
pulled
station?
Pulled up on him, yeah. Right, he was like, you don't want me? Yeah, like.
I think he was trying to hand him a CD or something.
That was Juvenile.
I feel like it was T.I. and Juvenile. I don't know. But T.I. did get into it
with a nigga down here on Northside Drive about like he was in the truck. He was like his T.I. and T.I. wasn't fucking with him or nothing.
Maybe
like,
it was a picture or
he
something?
He threw the camera in his face or what? T.I. was going off on him. Because T.I. was by himself. He was pumping some gas or some shit like that. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about, but the CD thing was Juvenile.
That
was always one of them, man.
It's all. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That bro, you can have all the love you want for your neighborhood.
It's always
always one of them tethered out there.
No, I'm saying you've progressed. That doesn't mean that everybody else has, bro. And you can do all the fuck you want to. I'm saying go there with the security, bro. I put it like this. As important as niggas like Nipsey are, they're too important, bro. For me to run up at a nigga at a gas station. Bro.
You're right.
They're too important. Right.
And that was one of the things in my thinking to that too and what I continue to say. Like, a nigga like Nipsey is too important for me to come up here to my establishment and have to tell a nigga to leave. Y'all know what I stand for. Y'all know this. Like, I shouldn't have to do that when I get here. I'm too important for this. I'm too important. I'm engaging in bigger battles to make it better for all of us. Yep. The least you can do is to protect me. The least you can do is have my back and make it so when I'm around here, I'm comfortable. That's the very least that you could do. The very least that you could do is stop looking at me like I'm someone like this magic superhero that's going to make stuff happen out of the sky. Look at me like I'm someone that did the work and I can be touched just like you can be touched. So protect me at all costs.
That it's a double-edged sword because if you leave and don't look back, you're a sellout.
Yeah. That's why niggas like Bob Johnson, you'll be like, man, that nigga don't never say nothing. Bro, $1 billion
looked at as black. A sellout if you leave and don't turn back. But if you leave and come back, you end up like filling the blank. How many times have we said on this show in these 5-6 years we've been doing it, how many names have we named of cats that was killed in their own neighborhood, bro, that was two steps out? Like it's a double-edged sword, so I can't necessarily blame, air quote, anyone who thinks of that, because that they don't want to end up like people have too much at stake, but they got too much to live for a nigga that has nothing to live for to come up and take my life. Like, that's the problem. And like, as bad as you can dodge it or you think you can take the precautionary steps, if you're in a certain world, bro, like it's close to home.
And it may sound arrogant or whatever it may be, but it's something that you have to live by as a person. Like, you can't let dusty people around you that don't got the same intentions or ain't on the same level as you around you. Like, you just have to be cognizant of that. Like, I know, like, you can't even engage or be around dusty people. And people shouldn't even feel comfortable bringing people around you like that, man. Yeah, you know I mean? Like, you shouldn't even feel comfortable with this dude, like, up here near me.
Yep.
Like, if you Nipsey and this, like, you know, like, everybody talking about, well, they knew his background and people, he was a known snitch. Then why is he up here? It's like the first day he came up here and happened to be up here because Nipsey up here. He hang up here. He be around here. And that shouldn't be the thing.
Yeah, it's a sad situation. I never in a million years thought we'd be kicking off an episode with this. Like, never.
2019, but like, rough one off the wham.
Yeah, it's tough. We got maybe one or two more topics we can touch on, man, just from the news from the week, man.
Try to lighten up the mood a little bit.
Try to.
See what else happened.
Yeah, there's no other way to transition. We just get straight to it, man. No. Little Nas X, his album, excuse me, his song "Old Town Road." I'm sure y'all have heard it. It's kind of like a country hip hop hybrid. It was removed from the country charts. It was actually one of the first records to be on country and the rap charts at the same time on Billboard. Billboard took it off after a week. Is it fair or foul for them to take off this Lil Nas X record?
Foul. It's a foul. It is, I think it's disrespectful to hip hop because we have to accept people like Post Malone and we have to accept people like Lil Dicky.
Russ.
And we have to accept records from Ariana Grande and Russ. And
what?
Yes, these people who are plants and they tell us it's hip hop just because they're stringing words together like rappers, knowing they not rappers, never listened to rap in their life. It just sounds like rap. Oh, throw them over there on the urban chart. Throw them over there on the hip hop chart and let them steal all our number ones. Lil Nas X ought to be able to do the same thing. They gave Darius Rucker the hardest time, and that's real country.
Yep.
Dude from Who Dan the Blowfish. Yep. They gave him a hard ass time.
Facts.
That's country music for real. Now I because
he started off as one genre.
Yeah. And then try
to Hootie and the Blowfish.
But that's country music. Yeah. I think it got more to do with
matter.
Him being black. And the country, I think we should hold in high regard our, and I don't know how you do this, but our culture and our billboard, just like they do. If they throwing them off the billboard charts, then we need to throw
Post Malone
off. We need to throw all these people off who just like lounging around on urge and we don't think that they hip hop.
Russ can rap, for the record.
He's hip hop though. He pop.
But he's a rapper. Let's not throw him on that.
I'll say this.
Okay. That's how Russ.
Russ can rap. I've listened to him. He can rap. Now, here's the interesting thing. Lil Nas X hasn't been rapping that long. His first project came out last year.
Song banging too.
This was the first country sounding song that he's done. Everything else was kind of traditional trap 2019 music. I think it's interesting. You make a point though. It seems to be that other artists have the leeway to do what they want and they get put on charts left and right. Whereas
on our charts.
Yeah, and they get put on our charts like fairly easily.
Why can't Lil Uzi be trending on a pop chart or like a rock chart?
Because
that's what they do. It's rock music.
If you look at it this way, there have been other hip hop country hybrid songs.
Nelly.
They accepted Kid Rock with open arms.
Nelly got some CMAs.
But he had a country music artist on that song. So that's a little bit of a cheat code. Yeah. But if you think of Nappy Roots had country hip hop, Bubba Sparks had country hip hop. There's a couple of other people. I remember, actually, ironically, Yellow Wolf had a song called Till It's Gone that had a very kind of country vibe to it, and it actually made the hip-hop charts because he is a rapper by, you know, trade, trunk music and all of that shit. He just made a song that has a different vibe to it. But that was getting played on country music radio and everything.
I think they play Jelly Roll. Shout out to Jelly Roll, Nashville 6, Jelly Roll.
I fuck with Jelly Roll.
I think they play his stuff on country music. He got the intro.
He does country hip hop.
Trailer Park.
And he's from Nashville.
But
that plays a part.
I say that to say, just because Lil Nas X is from Atlanta, and you know it's Lil Nas X.
Right, Nas X, Jelly Roll.
He still ought to be able to, like, I want to make my mark on the country charts.
He should be able to.
He went out his way to do it, now I'll be able to take it.
It's politics with that. And I'm going to be honest, though. It's hard to take him seriously with his name.
We need to close our doors, then.
But with his name, Lil Nas X, I thought it was a spoof. I'm not going to lie. When I saw the video and I saw his name, I was like, oh, this is a spoof.
I don't dislike his name.
I like the song. Why you don't like the name?
Because it's just a combination of three niggas' names. It sounds
that's,
like
that's
smooth.
New generation shit though. That's
that,
like
it
that's,
may be.
That, that's 1,000,000% right. percent little smoke perp.
If his name was Nas, then I would understand.
Maybe I mean I think Nas X is like he's just paying homage. Maybe you know
it sounds like Lil Wayne, Nas, and DMX.
Maybe
that's the first thing.
It could be Nas, and he's a Malcolm X. Maybe he's read Malcolm X. Maybe
possibly
something like
it just seems. I don't know. It seemed like a spoof, bro. Like, I'm just going to throw little. It did. I just throw little in front of anything. Like,
he's young.
He is. He's 18, 19. He's a young dude.
So if it was just Nas X, you'd be fine.
If his name was Nas.
It's his Nas already, though. So you just going to let him jack a nigga?
Nah, but I'm just saying it would make sense if his name was Nas and he came out as a
Nas
X.
Oh, and his name was Nas X.
If his real name was Nasir or not whatever. It would make more sense. It wouldn't come off as so commercial.
Name?
It's not that. I don't remember. It's not that. It's like Terrence or some shit.
I ain't mad at the song or the idea of it. I think it's fun. It's new.
It's
I like
a fun
Texas
record.
Tech dancing to it. I like it. And I dislike how we're not able to expound upon what they try to
that's
box us in.
That's a bigger story,
in.
Though.
Yeah, I hate that they try to box us in and say, well, you can't do this over here, but we ought to be able to do that over there. Like,
yeah,
nah.
That's a bigger issue like that's that. Been bubbling real like quiet that. As kelp. And I give Lil Nas X props for that. He did a song that went viral via that app with TikTok, I think is the name of the little new little social media app or whatever. It went viral off of that. People were making GIFs off of it and things of that nature. So I give him and memes and whatnot. So that was a very smart move on his part to take it from SoundCloud to Billboard.
Right.
Got to give him that. He's a smart young dude. Props to him. I saw him perform at the Hawks game the other day. Did y'all see that?
I ain't see it. Was he shaking?
Yeah.
He was at the Hawks.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still thought the song was a joke at that point. So I maybe need to watch it again.
Man, look at this man. Think everything about this man is a
That's
joke.
Funny.
Come on, bro.
Come
he had
on.
A cowboy hat in the boots and shit. Like,
bro,
it's
I
a country song.
On my booty.
But just like Jay-Z said, man, fuck Billboard.
Man, they stupid over there.
Yeah. All right, man.
I like the record, man.
I don't know.
Dope record.
And you see anybody getting on the remix?
He attributes Young Thug. That's what I meant to say. He attributes Young Thug for the sound. And
that's why I don't like
Slim Thug should have been on that song like 3 days ago. I don't know what he doing.
Slim Thug?
Yes. That's right up his alley. Like, Big I was stole that out and got my viral thong. That Sugar Daddy Sundays all day.
Oh, the Sugar Daddy Slim.
Yeah, Sugar Daddy Slim. Like, I'm taking that. Like, I'm clearly Lil Wayne in that, bro. Come on with that, please. Lil Nas X can get in the video if he won't, but I would have definitely ran with that.
That would have been funny.
That boy Thugger influencing everybody.
Yeah, that explains a lot.
The youth.
Yeah, man. Young Thug is going hard though.
Next,
I gotta give it to him. Everybody's attributing it to him. I got it. Yeah. I'm all the way here now.
I'm not. I'm not there. Real quick, man. We'll do one more before we hit this music break, man. Juice WRLD. Juice WRLD was interviewed the other day. He was clearly frustrated at a reference he made to Drake in a record of his that people took as a diss. Mm-hmm. He started to question, why does everybody take everything as a diss just because I mentioned somebody's name? Hip-hop is soft. He misses the days of Slim Shady and Eminem where you could be offensive in your music and not everybody take it offensively. Question is, do you agree? Does Juice WRLD have a point? Is hip hop soft now?
Yeah, but Juice WRLD, like, he's part of the reason why hip hop
is
soft.
Oh my God.
Like, I mean, this nigga talking like he's a gangster rapper, dude. Like, yeah, you, hey, pot, kettle, like, meet each other. Like, I don't understand why Juice WRLD would come and say that. And I ain't saying that there's anything wrong with being soft, but just the overall image of hip-hop today is people like Juice WRLD, like Young Thug, people like Drake, emotional, emo type things. That is hip-hop today.
Oh, yeah.
And that's soft. And there's nothing wrong with that. It just ain't what we grew up with. And I'm not deducting anything from it or taking anything away. It's just an observation. He's absolutely right. Yes, it is soft.
I was about to say, he's definitely right.
No, I agree it is because, again, no, people saw that type of music that you're referring to makes money.
It does.
And make it you popular.
More people
and
talk about that music.
There's more regular people out here than it is hardcore.
Super thugs.
Super thugs. So the super thug locks in, the grimies, you can only get but so far with that. When you make music with melodies and harmonies and relatable shit, you can be anything you fucking want to.
I was telling the other day, like, I don't really know who gangster rappers are selling their shit to be honest. Like, you can't come out gangster rapping in 2019.
They buying CDs. I'm Griselda. What would you call that?
Yeah, you're right. But that's new you. I'm talking about
I see what you mean.
Nipsey was a gangster rapper, though.
He was more of a motivational rapper.
The last album was more motivational, but he came out as a gangster rapper for sure.
Yeah, when he came out. That's when you could. Okay. That was 08.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like 2019. Imagine a new guy coming out right now talking about like popping niggas and being on some Crip shit and like Blueface. That's Blueface, right?
Nah, he's popping because of Tatiana. He's got
song
for the club.
I think it's space for a guy like that for sure.
It's who?
I think it's plenty of room for rappers.
You think it's
like,
space for a new
gangster rapper.
Rough rap.
To do what,
rapper.
Though?
But it's a different type, though. It wouldn't be the same.
I don't see it. Like even with Griselda, you're right, they popping, but I don't see them being in the mainstream.
Of course not.
I don't ever see, like.
But it's all about marketing.
I don't see another DMX coming.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. Like, it's so cool for the emo now. Like, the roughest thing around the edges that you'll possibly get is, what, Kendrick?
Stop.
That's as rough as you're going to get around the edges for mainstream.
Stop.
J-Rock is
give me somebody.
Rock.
That's not mainstream.
That ain't mainstream.
It's mainstream. He run the Grammy.
Well, hold on.
That's
mainstream.
But
that's
TDE. That's mainstream. Yeah.
That's Interscope Machine.
That's about as gangster rap as you're going to get.
Future J-Rock talks about it all the time.
Future, though. Future not. He's 100. He's the.
F and N?
There's sprinkles in there.
But it's
not blatant.
Future's not a gangster rapper. Let's be honest.
Or no. First of all, Juice WRLD is 100% correct. But not only is he correct about hip-hop, he's correct about society as a whole today. Yeah. Everybody is too soft. And I'm alluding to Jerry.
I seen one of the funniest tweets. They said, how could a generation raised by South Park and another thing be probably one of the most sensitive generations ever raised known to man? That's crazy.
Well, I think it's a little bit deeper than what people say on the surface.
Right.
Like there's
I think this is a soft generation though.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, it's because
look at comedians. Like comedians can't say shit these days.
Look at the shit they get out of school for. Like
that's a different story.
General, I had this conversation.
Shit is a lot softer than it was, and we sound like the people that say, "Oh, walk 3 miles to school in the snow with no shoes." But I mean, you gotta call a spade a spade.
I had this conversation a few weeks ago. And we were talking about. I was watching the old Kings of Comedy, and we were talking about Bernie Mac.
You talking about?
And his whole set. And if you remember the milk and cookies set,
for sure,
Like, he would be crucified today for that shit.
Yeah, no, but is it softer or are we more progressive? Because
that's not progressive.
Well, hold on. Because of things that have happened in between that time. You have to take into account things that have happened in between that time.
You're real.
You have to.
You're on your real left feminist thing.
No, right? I'm just saying. Not necessarily specific.
I laugh at that shit myself. You can take the stuff into account, but I think the backlash and the outrage for it is much more today.
Oh, yeah, that's a fact.
Soft. That's why we saw
People
suck. They don't want to, like.
That's a fact.
Back then, if I'm South Park or if I'm Family Guy, if I offend you, fuck it. I don't care.
I don't give a
be
damn.
Here next week, Seth MacFarlane made hundreds of millions of dollars.
I don't give a damn.
You do that shit now, dude, they have you off TV in a week.
But here's the difference, though. And this is to Juice WRLD's point. The reason he is mad because everybody was going at him for the Drake line, where did they go at him at? They went at him on social media.
Yeah.
So the people that used to not have a voice,
they got one now.
They have one now, and it's magnified.
Right. And they feel so much courage behind that damn keyboard.
That's the difference. I don't think that people are quote unquote softer now. The people that were pissed off.
Oh, so you say everyday life out in the street ain't softer, but just as the projection of
that's
it
all
online.
I'm saying. Okay, it's magnified.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, I'm just saying PC in general. Everyone is soft. Like even Chris Rock. Just was on the NAACP Image Awards, and he did a whole bit about Jesse Smollett, right? And he said, they told me not to talk about Jesse. He was like, I ain't got no respect for Jesse.
That's
funny. Who gives a damn who you offend by that?
And he a comedian,
If you're offended by that, fuck you.
Yeah. No, I get that. Again, it's simply the people that were pissed at Family Guy in 98 now have an iPhone.
They have kids. They have kids now. That's what
I'm saying. They have a platform to stand on and say that I'm pissed at Family Guy. That's the only difference.
And even on Twitter, that's the worst. Because people are like, I can't believe. Even when they were coming at, they had LGBTQ community coming at certain people aligning themselves and saying, rest in peace to Nipsey, because they referred to one old interview he did about, they believed was homophobic.
Right.
And they were like,
that's nasty.
I'm like, are y'all fucking serious?
Yeah. Again, y'all wouldn't hear this if it wasn't for Twitter. Right. You'd have no clue about that story you just said. I swear to God.
People want
to find
a problem with everything.
And that's going to happen. And so to Juice WRLD's point, the young boy has
a point.
He's right on.
And I wouldn't call him soft like you did.
I wouldn't say that either, man.
I thought he was up on the screen.
I've listened to his music.
There's nothing wrong with being soft to emo.
Yeah, he's just a different dude.
Yeah, he's grunge.
Okay,
there you go.
I'll say this. That's different from what I know of.
It's just different.
I don't know that he's soft, but I know that's different from what I know.
Yeah, that's it.
Are you saying it's because of him and people like Young Thug?
It is. Like Young Thug.
And Young Thug might be the biggest gangster.
He flat out wore a dress and calls his homeboys boo. And if that's what they do.
I've never seen boo.
That's fine.
He's called him boo.
Yeah, he called him boo. Like all of that. Like, that's what he does. And if you get down like that, fam, hey. That's how y'all doing on y'all side. I'm not saying anything is wrong with it. It just has made the stuff softer as a whole. Like Young Thug was attacking somebody here recently for wearing a dress and saying they needed to just give him homage for being the first one to do that of the new generation. I guess he didn't know other people wore dresses.
I don't recall.
We've got another Nipsey record. What we got for us? Another record, man.
The World off that Crenshaw mixtape, man.
Great job.
Shout out to Ninth Wonder on the beat.
Man, let's hear it.
Yeah, this your life, you can play with it. You make your bed, you gon' lay in it. Do your thing, just be safe with it. Triple bunks in the state prison. Blue laces in my blue chucks. I ain't never gave $2. BT, I chumped the hood up. Asking if that nigga Nip hood, what? Like I wouldn't take it to the back with you. Same nigga walk the track with you. Same nigga shot a strap with you. Same nigga bought a sack with you. 19 touching 2 birds. Alpinas off a few swerves. Gray leather in my white Lincoln. Shit smelling like a new purse. 2 C's on my bitch shit. My money rising like bitch quick. 6 words help you get this. Rich rapper on some Crip shit. I pray for blessings as a young nigga. Not to learn the hard lessons of a drug dealer. Triple life with a gang enhancement. The judge triple white and he hates your blackness. He slammed the gavel with a racist passion. Got you waiting on the pills but your patience passing. And all you got to offer is a fight. It's too late to run to Christ once you caught up in this life, look.
All right, man, that was Nipsey Hussle, Face the World, a fucking amazing song. Like, that's...
Man.
Woo!
One another. I had that in Blue Laces, too, and Double Up on repeat.
Man, just hearing Nipsey those verse. Three records. Yeah. And this, I mean, man.
Yeah, it's
so vivid and how he paints the picture in those records, considering what just transpired.
Crazy, man. Before we get out of here, man, question of the week. Coachella is around the corner. It's about a week or two away. Kanye West is going to be there. There were some discrepancies about whether he would be there. At first, they said they wouldn't let him do his thing and he would get his stage right and all that bullshit.
Oh,
but it's locked down. Kanye West will be there previewing new music, and his Sunday service choir is coming with him. Mm-hmm. Big deal, little deal, no deal.
People still do Coachella?
Yes, Coachella was lit last year. Even though I didn't go, I just saw video.
I just saw video. Nah, man.
Talk to me.
I mean, of course, it's Kanye West. It's a big deal.
You're damn right, it's a big deal.
I'm anxious to see what happens from it. I don't want to see it. I care less. I ain't seen one Sunday service. But I'm anxious to see what comes from it. If are we going to get the album? What was it called?
Yandy,
Jesus, whatever. Are we going to get the album? Is he going to be like, I just want to see, is he going to be able to deliver? That's what I want to know.
No, if there's one thing that Kanye can deliver on, it's live performances. We all, if anybody has been paying attention for the last 12 years, do live performances are bananas. He put so much detail in that shit. That's what I'm curious to see. What's the stage going to look like? How is this shit going to be set up? I like the Sunday service, though. I think that shit is dope. It's one of those things. I mean, that's one of those things that is probably you need to be there in person experience it. Nah, yeah. Because it looks like a vibe, more or less.
Oh, my God.
That's
spoken
a fact.
Like a true Kanye.
Not a vibe.
Man.
Yes.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
You have to be here. In these scrubs and these dusty ass shoes.
But when 2 Chainz has the trap choir,
yes,
niggas was all on his
down.
Nuts. You see what I'm saying?
It goes down.
The Sunday service is cool. I just think Coachella as a whole is a little corny now. I mean, people ran into the ground. Just like anything else.
I mean, who better than Kanye West?
Coachella is like Michael Kors now. They're running into the ground.
Who better than Kanye West to be that is? Like, this is perfect for right. This is right aligning with where he is in his career.
I wish I was there. That should look dope.
Go ahead and wrap Coachella up along with the rest of whatever else you got going on.
I wish I was out there in the desert with the ATVs and the bandanas.
I think that's a lot more festivals better than Coachella this year.
Well, maybe that's the thing you have. There's more options now.
Yeah.
You don't have that as a go-to anymore.
Guess what? None of them want Kanye West there.
No, none of them will be able to afford Kanye West.
None of them want Kanye
West. Be clear.
We can see who's the fan and who's not.
Let's be clear.
None of them want Kanye.
Kanye is a legend, man. Don't do that.
I'll be streaming that shit live. He a legend. Please believe that.
Yeah. He is a legend. I respect the work that he's done.
Yeah. Let's get to an on-decker of the week, please. Who do we have?
We have Chris Platt, man. From Strictly Hip Hop and Hoops, did a dope episode yesterday in memory of Nipsey Hussle. Also, he did a dope hip hop bracket as to where he picked a top album out of 64. You go check that out, man. Check out his last couple of episodes. I was able to feature on those, man.
Dope.
So Strictly Hip Hop and Hoops, man. Chris Platt, the on decker of the week. We appreciate you, sir.
Shout out Chris Platt, a fellow Pistons fan. That's a real one right there. Mm-hmm.
Y'all went to the playoffs, aren't you?
Yeah, and I'll be
playoffs?
There. Yeah, you can catch me. Turn on SportsCenter on the playoffs. You're going to see Animal Brown right there in Little Caesars Arena, goddammit.
Little Caesars.
People still eat Little Caesars?
Animal Brown.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. But
Animal Brown.
Shout out to Chris Platt.
That's how he got the nickname.
Not at all.
Little Caesars.
No. Shout out to my guy Chris Platty and that March Madness bracket. That shit was dope. Y'all check that out.
Dude.
New music. What do we have, sir?
We had a few things released last week. Sweetie. She is nothing but a look. She has no talent.
Man, there's some guys out here spitting, but she is not one of them.
For sure.
Man, they petty for this. Yeah. Did y'all hear about Nicki doing a tour? I mean, excuse me, not Nicki, but Cardi. The female fatale.
Nah.
Do it, and she going to have Meg Thee Stallion open up. City
now, she be spitting, though.
I fucks with Megan
Meg
Thee Stallion.
Meg Thee Stallion, City Girls, Cardi, and someone. Sir, what's that chick name that you played?
The one with from Chicago.
XXL cover maybe on there.
Tierra Whack.
Oh, Tierra Whack. She's from Philly.
Yeah, Philly, my bad.
Oh, they said that
That would be dope.
They said Cardi may be a do a tour and have.
See, those are all dope artists.
That's five right there. I think Nicki should have did that 5 years ago.
This girl sounds like a video vixen turned artist.
That's a fact.
Sorry.
She sounds like she dates Quavo.
That's trash.
Yeah, but shout out to Megan Thee Stallion for sure. She's on fire. So, King Combs, Puffy's son, released an album.
Did y'all listen to that?
Called Sincerely. I haven't gotten around to it. Birdman and Juvenile, the AARP group came out.
Man, it's not bad though.
You want to talk about hip hop? Keep getting them checks. It's, Birdman, like, man,
it's not bad though.
Birdman can pull an album out his ass. Juvenile, a great rapper.
He actually sounds not washed on it though.
Did you like look at the videos on Tidal?
Did.
Like they look all right.
That's what I'm saying.
Like I was watching it, and my girl, she was like, "Juvenile look good." Like he was like, you know what I'm saying, eating well and stuff.
That's what your girl said.
Oh, but good. The nigga had the grades. I didn't feel threatened at all.
That's
funny. I ain't feeling no threat.
Grades.
I ain't feel no
No, but Juvenile didn't sound half bad. I mean,
he's spitting on
Juvenile still got it.
He's spitting
on still
one
got
of them
it.
Songs.
Yeah, but I can't let this bird, man.
Juvenile a legend.
Boosie Badass, 3.5. You check
Skip.
It out.
Skip.
It's like watching, at this point now, it's like watching like your favorite player play like they last year.
Big Three?
Yeah, it's like Big Three style. It ain't even like the last NBA year.
It's like Vince Carter
It's like
now.
A nigga going 0 for 15. Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. It's like Vince Carter now, actually. That's what it's like.
Funniest thing, the other day I was watching a video of Bootsy, and he kind of looked like Flavor Flav in the face. Have you ever noticed that?
Man, he doing Bootsy in it.
Have you ever noticed that?
You know he down here, right?
He kind of looked like Flavor Flav.
Running on you, man. Don't be like Spike Lee fuck with you.
That's just a celebrity resemblance.
That's true.
What I'm saying.
They favor.
They do favor. And the last and definitely least is Logic came out with the Supermarket.
It's a soundtrack to his book. He wrote a fiction book.
It's the soundtrack to his book? I'm done with Logic.
Yeah, shoot me now.
That escalated quick. Yeah. What's wrong with having a soundtrack to a fiction
book? Yeah, I have no love for Logic. None.
Am I thinking about the wrong dude? This is the Caucasian guy.
Caucasian or Caucasian? Caucasian.
The mixed guy.
Oh my goodness. I'm country. I'm from Nashville.
They said Caucasian.
It's a different kind of country. Whatever. Shit. Is that what I'm talking about? The mixed guy
for sure.
With the 1-800 number thing?
Yeah.
I mean, Logic can spit, but it's just not for me.
But this isn't a hip hop project. So for you. It's alternative, which actually is what made me listen to it because I like alternative music and nobody makes that
anymore.
You
like alternative music, but you won't give Young Thug a chance. Got it.
Fuck no.
Logic before Young Thug from Animal Brown.
365 days out of the year.
It's alternative music. He came out and said that.
No, that's what it's categorized as.
So would they give
it's
him
different. He's like singing. He's got some rock influence.
Are they going to give him hip hop like?
Oh, I don't know. Because he's got some rapping in there.
Yeah.
It is. It's infused.
It's going to be number one on the urban charts now.
It's infused in there. But it's actually sound pretty good.
I just think like my problem with Logic is he's just like, there's a lot of stuff that's around.
Yeah,
like, it ain't never about his music. Yeah. Like, it's a Hotline song or it's about him being mixed or now he's dropping
like a
soundtrack
every
to
time.
His book. Like, come on. Yeah.
To get a certain audience. That's why. I mean, he can rap, but he's not for me.
That's fair.
Not for me.
I will say this. Yellow Wolf album came out.
Is it banging?
Yeah.
That Yellow Wolf is surprisingly listenable. I couldn't believe it.
Yellow Wolf can rap his ass off.
Yeah, but that style of rap gets on my nerves quick.
I don't like his voice.
He changes style.
That's what I'm saying. But no, these are good records. And shout out to Cub, Cook Up Boss.
Shout
he ripped
Cub,
the song.
Man.
He ripped it, dog.
That's my nigga Cub, man. Hello.
He ripped it.
Hello.
But that Yellow Wolf is actually banging. Y'all check out that Trunk Music 3. I was shocked. Not
even this Friday, I guess it's not particularly a rap album, but Khalid is coming out again. Free Spirit, that young kid, he's dope.
Crickets.
Yeah.
DJ Khaled got a Nipsey record.
Really?
It's gonna be on his new one.
Yeah, they just did the video with John Legend.
Yep.
Wow.
Last Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Him and John Legend. Oh,
that's gonna be crazy. What was it?
Woo.
What was Pac's song that came out after that?
Are you still down?
Which one?
You ain't mad at me. You ain't mad.
Oh,
I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, that'll be wild.
Man, that was so disrespectful.
Oh my God, Lewis getting all of this at the end.
Yeah, it's time to go.
Need some more tea. Podcast, guys.
Need some more tea.
Definitely.
This is a rough one. What do you have on deck for the weekend, man?
First of all, I made some investments this weekend. I got popping the Acorns. Thank you. We're supposed to be meeting up about that a little bit ago. I appreciate the help on that.
Shout out to
Thank
Acorns.
Acorns app.
I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah. We're supposed to meet up.
We were supposed to meet up and go over
you
there.
You said Acorns,
man. The Acorns.
Oh, the app. Yeah, the Acorn app is totally different than what I'm.
Robinhood. Excuse me.
Robinhood.
Yeah, the Robinhood app.
Robinhood is what I meant.
I got that too.
I bought some stock this weekend.
What you buy?
It was cannabis stock.
Oh, nice.
Damn, I was trying to say what I was going to do this weekend.
Can't go wrong with that. Man, I'm chilling, catching up on some TV. HBO lit right now.
Ooh, yes.
Lit.
Barry's back.
Barry. Is almost here. I got up on Barry this weekend.
Barry, that's that shit. Episode was hard.
My God, Henry Winkler is bodying that. Yeah, he's killing the acting coach. He bodies this.
That shit is fire. Veep was fucking hilarious.
Black Chick was funny in season one, too.
That shit was, yeah. Barry is dope. No movies. Veep is funny. Fuck, it's a lot of good TV out right now.
13 days away from Game of Thrones.
M-Extra, what do you
Winter
have on
Winter is
day?
Coming.
No, it's not.
Winter is coming.
It's spring.
Yes.
I actually have a stock option class on Saturday that I'm going to.
I appreciate you for inviting me, man. Thank you. I want to get into stocks, too, man.
I got you, man.
I want to buy the block as well, bro.
But that's about it. Everything else is just lounging.
I like that. Money making moves. I'm with it.
Yeah.
Man, y'all do us a favor. iTunes. Y'all know how we do, man. iTunes, like, subscribe, comment. Keep the marathon going, though, above everything.
Keep the marathon going, man.
R.I.P. Neighborhood Nip, man. Nip. You will be truly missed.
We out, man.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.